Contributor to Black Is, but he is the interim executive director of the HBCU Endowment Foundation. He sits on the board of directors at the Center for HBCU Media Advocacy and president of AK Companies Incorporated. Brother is also a former banker and financial analyst, and we became Twitter friends probably over a year ago, and I was instantly into his tweets because he tweets a lot about the economy and the state of finances in this economy, and any like newsworthy information in regards to what's happening with investments, real estate. And I've come to rely on him as being somebody who I can talk to in regards to investments that I'm making or thinking about. And he always asks me some very important questions about the decisions that I'm going to make. And if I can't answer them at the time, I know I got to think twice and do a little bit more homework before I make any choices. So one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the phone, and I call him Dr. Foster. That's where he's about to be. I don't know
about that one.
He definitely has the knowledge. I wanted to talk to you this morning because we had a podcast recently. It actually went up last week about consumerism in the Black community. We're talking about the Jordan's tennis shoe and the impact that that shoe has had on an entire generation of our community as consumers, and just our practice of consuming material goods, period. And one of the things that came up was the fact that overall there is a lack of financial literacy in our community. And so I wanted to ask you, for somebody who has absolutely no knowledge of investments and stocks and real estate, no knowledge at all, but they want to learn, how can somebody and how and where should they start to generate their education? How can they do that on their own?
That is a great question. And I think, let me go back to a point you touched on a second ago about the Jordans. I think to some degree we get hung up on the Jordans because it's easy. Some of the bigger issues with our consumerism is not the shoes we wear. It can be something like where we choose to live. You and I have had this conversation before, but property taxes play such a huge role in the way our schools are funded. And so that is a consumerism in and of itself. The places you choose to buy homes has a much bigger impact on whether or not you buy Jordans. To some degree, we don't understand consumerism and the depths to which it actually impacts ourselves and our community. Tuition revenue at our Black colleges and universities is a huge part of consumerism as well. And all of those things are such impactful things on how our community develops, how it can grow. As far as actually learning about investments, it's weird because I myself accidentally fell upon learning about investments to some degree. I grew up in an entrepreneurial household, so that aspect of it was always there. And I happen to have an aunt who was an investor, and she bought myself, my sister, and my cousin our first shares of stock. I remember because I ended up with Disney. And still am a Disney investor to this day. But as I got older, kind of lost touch with it, and it wasn't until I got to college where I was initially an engineering and math major, but then I transferred and didn't like the engineering and math programs where I ended up transferring to. So I ended up becoming an economics and finance major. And it was kind of at that point where I started to learn more about investing, socioeconomics, the finance world, and so on and so forth. So it's difficult to say. There's not enough programs. There's not enough outreach done within the community to really get people educated. And it's not something you're going to just go off on your own and seek. Finances they're boring, to say the least. Investments are boring. It's not the sexy thing to do. And so the library, honestly, is your easiest start. The internet, finding someone who does invest are very basic things. Going on websites like yours that actually feature people who do writings about it. But, again, the problem is someone who, just your average person walking around the neighborhood, isn't necessarily thinking about investments because they haven't got their basic needs met. And investment tends to be something that we engage in once we have surpassed our very basic needs.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because one of the points that came up in the midst of the conversation is that often when we quote unquote make it, the way that we showcase it is through what we wear and what we drive, and for us ladies, what we carry, what's on the bottom of our feet. And one of our participants, spoke to the fact that she was having a conversation with a young man younger than her who was not black. And he was talking to her about when he sold his stock in Apple and all this other stuff. And she was sticking to herself about all the Gucci and Louis bags that she had purchased and how she hadn't considered investing that money into herself. And so I think you're right. We prioritize differently. And it does become something that we consider after you feel like you've made it, versus thinking, well, maybe if I do this wisely, it can help me get to that place. And I don't know. I know at the table we had people who were curious, and so I'm hoping that they listen to this and do, seek out somebody who they know, or even if they don't know, ask around or look online, try to find someone who can help them get started. I really want your perspective on Facebook going public, because it's interesting. More now so than ever, because we're all so wrapped up in social media, and so many of us are on Facebook. Once we heard that it filed, that generated a buzz of interest for people who had never invested in stock before. All of a sudden, I want to buy some Facebook stock. I want to buy some Facebook stock. What is your take on Facebook going public, and what recommendations would you have for people who are considering investing in Facebook?
Well, my take on Facebook is it really was pushed into a corner where it had no choice but to go public. They were having so many private investors, and there's two types of corporations that you can have. One is an S corp and one's a regular C corp. Typically, companies will start off as S corps. The problem with S-Corps is the way the SEC, the rules around the SEC limit the number of shareholders you can have for an S-Corp, and you can only have up to 500. So eventually they were forced to go public.
Can you tell me briefly the difference between S-Corp and C-Corp?
The very basic difference between S-Corp and C-Corp are the number of investors you can have in it.
Okay.
And also some of the tax implications around it. S-Corps are only taxed once, where C-Corps get a double taxation. So there's just two basic differences, the number of shareholders and the tax implications around it. As for Facebook itself, I'm still on the side of someone who would not buy Facebook stock. I kind of look at Facebook to some degree like Twitter, a little more advanced has a lot of faces in front of it, but not necessarily something that they have figured out how to monetize yet. And that is to say, you've got me on your site, but I'm not spending any money on it. If I go on to Amazon, for instance, I'm searching for something to buy. You know that me being on Amazon is ultimately going to lead to a purchase. With Facebook and Twitter and social media like that, it doesn't necessarily end in any monetary exchange. The big push obviously has been for them to be more like Google in terms of advertising, things of that nature. But Facebook has not done well, in my opinion, with their advertising model. They have very small margins on the companies they've acquired where you could purchase things. I don't think most people even realize you can purchase items via Facebook. And until that kind of takes foot, and until Facebook becomes the marketplace that people want to go and purchase things for, I don't necessarily see the company generating the type of revenues that everybody is so excited about. Now, it has the potential, and that's really what Facebook is being valued at, its potential. It has 800 million users. You know, you've got more eyeballs than a little bit. It's, you know, obviously the largest social media, but that doesn't, you can get a lot of people in one place. That doesn't mean they're going to buy anything. So that is ultimately my concern.
Okay. Well, brother, I thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your time this morning, and I will see you on Twitter.
Absolutely, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.